Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live out here at the Publix in Buckhead Landing. I'm Mike. He's Bo. He's the commissioner, Gordon Robinson, and Dylan is keeping us on the air back at the studio.
Yeah, don't forget it is a Falcons Friday. And look, the game might be Monday because we'll have Falcons Monday as well. And our wall-to-wall coverage Monday with the Falcons-Bills game starts at 11 a.m. with a special broadcast from the Signia by Hilton Hotel. Dukes and Bell will be joined with Randy McMichael, so it'll be all three of them. From the Nest on 4, I have been to the Nest on 4. It is phenomenal. The Sydney Sports Bar overlooks Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and they'll break down Monday night's action. Come and get your tailgate started early. Dukes and Bell with Randy McMichael, or say featuring Randy McMichael, Monday from 11 to 3 at the Sydney by Hilton on Sports Radio 92 on the Game. That bar is awesome, too, by the way.
Yeah, dang. We have so much to get to throughout this segment. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us. Like I said, we're live at Buckhead Landing. If you want to stop by, 3300 Piedmont Road, Northeast. We're in the Pours Cafe, where they do coffee and beer, both equally as well.
And smoothies.
Yeah, and smoothies, which we just got hooked up with. All right, man, let's break into some of these picks that we need to make. Now, I'm just going to let you in. I haven't told you this little secret we've been keeping, I don't think. But we did make picks a week ago when you were out on vacation. Mm-hmm. But I made Dylan promise before I made my picks that they would not count against me because you were not there. All right. And thank God they don't, because I went 1-4 a week ago.
Well, so, I'm going to tell you this, okay, because I have made a bet. It's not, we haven't come to terms, but I have challenged the entire show of Dukes and Bell for their garbage picks.
Okay.
And Day-Day has came at me about this.
All
and
right,
we haven't negotiated this, but the reality is they cherry-pick games they think they can win.
Yeah, well, that's what you should do gambling.
We get sent games by Dylan, and we have to pick them. So I think that if they want to come into the, you know, the world with the big boys like
the dojo.
Us,
yeah,
they are going to have to do what we do. So I'm the long answer is I'm fine with that because it doesn't hurt your percentage, because then it makes me look bad if you don't.
All right. Yeah, so it's gone from me versus you to me and you against Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, so that's the world now.
I love that, man. Let's kind of go back and forth here just a little bit. We're going to start with Bama at Mizzou. The latest I have on this one is Alabama as a 2.5-point favorite, over under 51.5. I'm going to go ahead and start here. I'm going to go with the over.
He's going against me.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the over in this game. Bama's defense, while they were able to force turnovers against Diego Pavia last week, Vanderbilt moved the ball up and down, particularly in the first half. I also think Ty Simpson is playing at an exceptional level, as are Ryan Williams, Jeremy Bernard, Jim Miller, that entire crew. I think there's going to be points scored in this game. You know, if you get to a point where you're looking at, let's just call 31-21, I think that that's an outcome that I can see happening.
I'm going under because of the time. I can see sometimes in these noon games, defense is kind of just, for whatever reason, it's like the season just started and the defense is ahead of the offense in these games. I think Alabama's defense is pretty good. I just think, here's what I thought. I watched the first half of that game while I was watching Florida, Texas. And I can't remember who I texted, but I texted somebody, and I think it was my neighbor, and I said, Vanderbilt is feeling themselves. They're not scared of Alabama like we've seen other teams in the past. They think they've got their number. This is going to be a long game. And that's the way it played out.
Yeah,
I think I take that first half and throw it out, because I think the real Alabama played in the second half. Take the under, Bama, Mizzou, 51.5.
Interesting. All right, me and you are against each other on that one. But I can see where you're coming from. Let's hit the other SEC game that we're going to take today, and it's obviously Georgia at Auburn. Do you have an over-under on this? Because I haven't found it yet. But Georgia is favored by 3.5 last I looked.
I guess I had the wrong number because I had 53.5 was the over.
I have 46.5 right here, so we're going to go with that. That's on
46.5?
Yeah, 46.5.
And Georgia's given 3.5.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm taking UGA. I'll go first.
Yeah.
I'm taking UGA, giving up 3.5 points. I just don't think Auburn is that good. I think it's a rivalry game. Kirby is a coach that still reads into that. I don't know. I just do not feel like there's any world right now that Georgia should be scared of Auburn.
Yeah, this is a tough one to pick, man, because my brain says Georgia by 14, but Vegas always knows. All right, Vegas always is. There's a reason the line is 3.5. I'm going to opt out of picking one way or another because I think it's really fishy. I'm going to take the under 46.5 on this one. I kind of feel for a lot of the same reasons. I don't know what Jackson Arnold is as a quarterback, but I don't know if Georgia can get home on Auburn's offensive line. We'll see it play out that way, but I think there's a lot of good matchups in Auburn's favor in this one. So I think that's what Vegas is looking at, but I'm taking the under 46.5. Let's go to the NFL real quick. We got to get a fair foul, but 49ers at Bucks. Bucks favored by 3.5. Over under that one's 47.5. I'm just going to tell you, I'm taking the under in this game. There's no doubt about this. I'm taking the under in this game. I think the Bucks, obviously very, very good. Mac Jones and the 49ers. I think these are two great quarterback/offenses at the moment, which is why I look at 47.5. It's a big number. Give me the under in that one.
I'm taking the over.
Okay.
And I think Tampa is an offense that's put up points.
Yeah.
You probably go to their games. Tampa has scored, their games are all going over pretty much. So over this over anyway. So I'll take it. 47, they've had one game that wasn't over that 47. That was against us.
Yep.
So I'm taking the over.
Yeah, maybe that's what's leaning on my brain. All right, really quick, Lions at Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 2.5. Over-under's 52.5. You go first.
Lions plus 2.5.
Wow.
They can control the line of scrimmage. Keep Mahomes. What was it? Best offense.
Yeah.
Or the best defense against a great quarterback, keeping them off the field.
Yeah.
So they can't hack a Pat. So I think the Lions are going to win the game of line of scrimmage.
Man, me and you are going against each other on plenty of these. I'm taking the Chiefs minus the 2.5. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And I just think that there's a reason the Chiefs are favored. It's a home game. If I was just blindly looking at this, I'm taking the Lions. But the Chiefs are favored by 2.5. Vegas is talking to me. I'm not going to get our bonus pick right now. Dylan, we'll do that on the other side at the 8 o'clock because right now we got to hit a mic'd up.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
As always, Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. It is Fair Foul Friday, and I have stepped back from the hosting duties, and Dylan is taking over. Go ahead, Dylan.
All right, let's get right into it. Fair or foul? The Falcons will need to score 25 or more points to beat the Buffalo Bills on Monday night. Fair or foul? The Falcons need to score 25 or more to beat the Bills.
I think it's fair. Look, I think our offense has been pretty good, but that could say that they get 20, 23 points, 24 points. I mean, that's kind of an average day for an offense. Like you're not gonna shut out Josh Allen and Buffalo. You're just trying to limit them, right?
Yeah.
Limit the possessions. Limit how much they can do. And to that point, you have to maximize your possessions.
Yeah. Real quick,
off points.
I'll throw in the nugget. Bills right now third in the NFL in scoring, averaging 30.6 points per game.
Yeah, I think that I think it's fair as well. I don't think you can look at this game and say, well, they can get by with three touchdowns. I don't think so. Like, I think you need to get to the 25 mark. I think that's a good number, though, Dylan. I think that you can pull out this game if your offense stays on the field, like Raheem talked about. If they do stay on the field, I have to think they can score 28.
I think the magic number for an NFL team is you score 24 or more points. On average, you should win 10 to 11 games a year.
Wow. There you go. All right, Dylan.
Listen
up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking the NFL for just a second. Fair foul. Giants will be a playoff team next year. Y'all were just talking about Jackson Dart, Cam Scataboo, good young core there along with Malik Nabers. He comes back. They obviously stay relatively healthy. Fair foul. Giants will be a playoff team next year. Mike, we'll start this one with you.
I'm going to say that's foul because they're going to be a playoff team. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going there. I'm just I'm not going there, but absolutely, man, the young core that they have. I've been saying this, and I kind of just for 1 week fell off the Brian Daboll thing. But I really do feel like he's a good head coach that's been dealt kind of a little bit of a bad hand. I think that if he can get that team pointed in the right direction at times this year, that he really can grow into a certain system and scheme with Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo.
I think it's foul only from the standpoint I don't trust the organization right now. I don't trust. To me, I agree with you on Brian Daboll, and I would keep him around for another year. I don't trust they're going to make those decisions. So I'm not going to commit to anything that I don't trust.
I thought you were going a different direction. I thought you were going to say that is just a sneaky, very tough division right now. And
well,
it is. So
they all are, though, man. This team lost to New Orleans and then beat Philly at home on a short week. I mean, it's just the NFL in a nutshell is just, I mean, it's chaos.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Let's move to the MLB for just a minute. Fair foul. Dodgers should be favored to win the World Series versus the field. Fair foul. Dodgers should be feared to win World favored, excuse me, to win World Series versus field. Bo, we'll start with you.
So what we got left? We got Detroit, Seattle playing tonight for elimination. Chicago and Milwaukee playing tomorrow.
That's
and
right.
Who's the other team in the AL that I'm leaving out?
I think you got them all.
So no, we're missing an AL team. There's an AL team that I'm not even thinking of.
Who just beat the Yankees?
The Dodgers.
Blue Jays.
I was going to say, I'm drawing a blank on who just beat the Yankees.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I still think the Dodgers are the best team in baseball.
I do too.
I mean, hell, they paid for it, you know?
Yeah, they
paid
did.
For it.
They did. That's there's no doubt about that. It's been interesting watching that entire saga. I'm going to say it's fair. I think the Dodgers against the field. It's weird because Shohei Ohtani's bat's kind of gone a little bit silent. But then you look at it and you're like, he also had pitched a really good game one. You know, it's like one of those things where you're like, I don't know how to feel about Shohei right now. But, yeah, I think it's the Dodgers against the field. There's no doubt for me.
All right, I had a piece of sound that I wanted to play with this, but my computer froze. So, either way, we'll go with this one. Fair foul. Baker Mayfield should be MVP frontrunner right now. The sound I was going to play for you, him talking about how, you know, he's been himself the whole time. People just at the beginning of his career saw him as, like, kind of cocky and, you know, over the top. Now people just see him as a dog and things of that nature. But
I want to touch on that because he's right. He's a redemption story now, so they love him. When he came out as a number one, you know, first-round draft pick, they hated him because he was cocky then. But now it's moxie.
Yes.
It's funny. He's right. He's not wrong.
Also, go ahead, Dylan.
I was just going to say, so the fair foul is he should be MVP frontrunner right now.
I don't think there's any doubt. I would say this, though. There's another quarterback that people are sleeping on that I think is in this discussion, probably number two for me right now. It's Dak Prescott. Both those guys are playing at a very, very high level through a quarter of the season.
I agree with the sentiment. I would give it to Baker because he has led his – they're winning, and he's been a part of that. He's leading them down the field to win football games. And he's doing a lot of it. Literally, he beat us with his legs.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Dylan, let's get a couple more real quick.
All right, couple more real quick. You guys were talking about popcorn, and Publix, nice enough, doing a great job taking care of y'all. They brought y'all some very nice popcorn. Fair foul. Kettle corn better than popcorn? Because there is a difference between kettle corn and popcorn. Fair foul. Kettle corn is better than popcorn. Bo, we'll start with you.
I know the difference.
Yeah, what is the difference?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't have the actual difference in front of me.
Okay.
I just think the way
it's out of here. I think you don't know the definition.
I think
of
it's
the
way. I'm pretty sure it's just the way that it's prepared is just slightly different. I'll find the difference for you in a second.
Okay. Well, look, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that's fine because I thought you were going to go with candy corn, and I was like, you can shut that down right now. It's worthless.
No.
So
that
it's a
even
sweet and savory variety of popcorn that's mixed with seasoned light, and it's refined with some sugar, some salt. Dude, I don't know. I like them both, and neither one to me are killing the other in the competition. All so right. I'm fair. What is that? Fair or foul? It's okay or whatever.
Yeah, you're just you're fine.
He's fine.
You're fine. All right, Dylan, you fumbled the bag on that one, so we got to go to break. it's an unfortunate
fumbled on
reality,
the last one.
An unfortunate reality
yeah,
of
fumbled
live
going in
radio.
The end zone.
Hey, man, when we come back at the top of the hour, we are going to do the wake-up call. We got a lot of things to talk about. If you guys want to weigh in on the possibility of Zach Robinson going to Oklahoma State, whether or not you think that's a distraction. Also, what did you think of Thursday Night Football? Do we have problems in Philadelphia? And would you ban the tush push? It's the wake-up call coming up at the top of the hour. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.